With WAFC News, I'm Charles Murphy. The Clewiston City Commission is working on a new fire protection assessment for the city. It would raise $393,000 a year. Single-family residential, mobile homes, multifamily, and condos would pay $44.81 annually. Retail, office, and hotels would pay $53.05. Mayor Jimmy Pittman explained the proposed fire assessment.
This is the fire assessment we've been talking about for a long time, a year at least. That would go to each individual property owner, commercial, industrial, residential, and that would be seen on your tax bill. And in lieu of that, hopefully, the millage rate would go down by an appropriate number.
It will.
Travis Reese says the bill for fire service will help residents understand what they're paying for.
There's a bill that's due, and the residents know what the bill is, and they pay for those services, and they know that's what it goes for. So that it really helps the citizens understand what they're paying for and how much that department costs.
Mally Gartner says they need to clarify the proposal and not raise property taxes.
A lot of people have asked about, is this going to be another tax? Are you going to keep the millage rate the same, and then you're going to give us an MSBU? And so there is concern in the community that we're not going to lower the millage rate. And I think it's something that we need to be clear that that is exactly what we're going to do.
The Glades County School Board heard a presentation from Vanco Education on how they can become a cashless district. Superintendent Dr. Beth Barfield says they'll keep handling cash at events.
That's why I can make sure that, you know, I don't want to go away. I don't want us to be a cashless district.
Yeah. Dr. Charles Daly is retiring as Moorhaven High School principal at the end of the school year. He says the school has shown great improvement.
You have a culture that is very positive over there right now. And the academics is coming, but you cannot improve your academic status unless you have a positive culture inside the school. They go hand in hand.
Palm Beach County awarded an additional $147,000 to the city of South Bay for the $380,000 already allocated as they modernize the Cox Park recreational facilities. The city is considering talks with the Palm Beach School Board to use land near Rosenwald Elementary for a new park west of U.S. 27. Albert Polk is seeking that land for the city.
It's been my focus to see how we could get recreation on the western side of 27. It's a conversation that I've had with also the manager in the past. And so I wanted just to introduce that to the commission so to see if we can work on that. I know the school board are open to having a conversation with us.
City Manager Leandre Camel says Fire Rescue recently objected to speed bumps proposed on Palm Beach Boulevard.
It was not in their best interest for fire rescue vehicles or EMS vehicles to have speed humps that could cause additional damage to and cause additional damage to the vehicles and a slower the response time down.
I'm Charles Murphy, WAFC News.